is Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Radio Show. Hi, I'm Rich, change the host for the show. Flick the tab on Ice Cold One, kick back and enjoy the jams. I just got a brand new, hot off the laser burning process, Rolling Stones album, entitled Foreign Tongues. Brand new. Great music, which has style from the early 1960s and 70s tracks, but very different music. The lead single from the album, entitled In the Stars, serves as an infectious anthem about fate, luck, and trusting the journey. Lyrically, it reflects on chance, desire, and emotional surrender, capturing a sense of wild abandonment while celebrating rock and roll longevity.
I'm sorry.
Fleetwood Mac was one of the late 1975 premier hitmakers, yet the quintet managed only one chart-topping single entitled Dreams, which was Steve Nicks' bittersweet ballad about her dissolving personal relationship with bandmate Lindsey Buckingham. Peaking in Billboard Hot 100 on June 18, 1977, the song Dreams was the second single from the Rumors, that's a blockbuster album that spent 31 weeks at number one on the Billboard Hot 200 pop album chart and was ranked by Billboard as the top long player of the decade.
Thank you. stand looking around me, while all around me, what do I see? Unhappy faces behind a painted smile, heartache and loneliness dressed up in modern style. Unhappy people living in sin and shame, reflections of myself. Life is no easy game, and we're caught in the trade winds, the trade winds of our looking around me, while all around me, what do I see? Young girls will soon become street walkers in the night, young boys the restless breed, looking for a fight. Children both rich and poor, they're searching for the truth, and if they don't find it, God help tomorrow's youth. We're caught in the trade winds, the trade winds of our time. They are few. The winds are blowing. The choice is up to you. We're caught in the trade wind. Trade.
That was Roberta Flack singing Trade Winds. And before that, Bread with Look at What You've Done. And still before that, the Turtles with Outside Chance. Rocky Mountain High, one of top 10 songs of pit singer-songwriter John Denver, captured some of Denver's real-life experiences. And looking at some of the lyrics, coming home to a place he'd never been before, well, that was where he and his wife, Annie, his first wife, had made their Aspen home. And another line, why they tried to tear their mountains down to bring in a couple more, never referred to the debate at that time about bringing the Olympics to Colorado. Let's listen to John Denver's Rocky Mountain High.
He was born in the summer of his 27th year, coming home to a place he'd never been before. He left yesterday behind him. You might say he was born again. You might say he found the key for every door. When he first came to the mountains, his life was far away. On the road, hanging by a song. But the string's already broken, and he doesn't really care. It keeps changing fast, and it don't last for long. Clouds below, he saw everything as far as you can see. And they say that he got crazy once, and he tried to touch the sun, and he lost a friend but kept a memory. Now he walks in quiet solitude, the forests and the streams, seeking grace in every step he takes. His side has turned inside himself to try and understand the serenity of a clear blue mountain lake. Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado.
Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado.
Now his life is full of wonder, but his heart still knows some fear of a simple thing he cannot comprehend. While they try to tear the mountains down to bring in a couple more. More people, more scars upon the land. In the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. Though he'd be a poor man if he never saw an eagle fly. Rocky Mountain High. Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado.
Rocky Mountain.
It's not the way you smile that touch my heart. It's not the way you kiss that tears me apart. Can I do? I
can't help myself.
When baby, it's you. Baby, it's you.
Sha-la-la-la-la.
You should hear what they say about you. Cheat, cheat.
Sha-la-la-la-la.
They say you never, never, never been true. Doesn't matter what they say. I know I'm gonna love you any old way. What can I do when it's true?
I don't want nobody, nobody knows.
Baby, it's you. Baby, it's you.
The answer's in the question, will you be home late again? Will you find the courage when the truth comes closing in? When trust is almost broken, faith is hard to find. The answer's in the question, will you leave this all?
That was Bob Seger singing Answers in the Question. And before that, Wild Uncertainty is British group singing Man with Money. And still before that, the Shirelles with Baby It's You. Novelty songs were far more prevalent in the early 70s than they are today. Songwriter Rupert Holmes set out to write a song that would get banned from radio airplay and thus gain attention for a group he wanted to promote themselves, The Boys. That's B-U-O-Y-S. So Holmes picked the most controversial subject he could think of for The Boys Noticed. He succeeded almost too well. Well, the song entitled Timothy was the biggest hit ever. It's an interesting topic. Cannibalism. Well, yeah, okay. The only hit about cannibalism. Anyway, when the song hit the charts, Scepter Records claimed the lyrics were unfit for public consumption. No pun intended. Anyway, they claimed that Timothy, who gets eaten after a Mayan cave-in, was a mule.
Outside. fingernails, and I can smell hot asphalt. Cross streets to a home to let me pass. And I cannot remember what life was like through photographs. And trying to recreate images life gives us from our past. And sometimes it's sad song.
Into my coffee, the way she felt when she first saw me. Hate to love and love to hate her, like a broken record player. Back and forth and here and on and on and on and on and on. I cannot forget, refuse to regret. Somehow I met you and take my breath away. Make every day with all of the pain that I've gone through. And mama, I've been crying, cause things ain't how they used to be. She said the battle's almost won, and we're only several miles. She said the battle's almost won, and we're only several miles from the sun. Yeah.
That was Maroon 5 singing The Sun. And before that, JoJo Gunn with Run, Run, Run. And still before that, The Dramatics with In the Rain. British progressive rock band The Yes released their breakthrough hit entitled Roundabout in 1972 and is one of their most well-known songs, but the band wasn't looking for a hit at the time. The odd sound beginning of the song is a piano played backwards. Enjoy.
We'll be right back. understand her. One night over, we'll be there, we'll see you.
Good evening. You're listening to KFSK Petersburg, a member of the Coast Alaska Regional Public Radio Organization. KFSK is broadcasted on 100.9 FM.
The soundtrack of the rock opera Godspell includes several great songs, including Beautiful City. It's an evocative ballad about human resilience, hope, and the power of communities to create a better, more loving world right here on Earth. It emphasizes that even in the face of despair, people have the power to create a better world together. And I'm quoting from lyrics, "Not a city of angels, but a city of man," unquote. Despite adversity, hope springs eternal.
Come sing me sweet rejoicing, come sing me love. We're not afraid of voicing all the things we're dreaming of.
And you were listening to Jungle, and they were singing Can't Stop the Stars. And before that, there was Wilco, kind of a folk rock group of 2009 vintage with Everlasting Everything. And still before that, Missing Persons, kind of an obscure group, 1982, with Destination Unknown. So Chaka Khan's single entitled Own the Night, High Energy, was featured in the 1985 soundtrack of the hit TV series Miami Vice. A lot of good music there on that soundtrack. Anyway, the song's about someone from a major city who's unwilling to settle for struggling from paycheck to paycheck and wants to own the night. Miami Vice was a cop show that often featured glamorous criminals. So in that context, Chaka could be singing from the perspective of someone willing to resort to crime to get what she wants. Unfortunately, you know, anyway, it may or may not be the real world. Anyway, the song was a modest hit, peaking at number 57, but remains a favorite of fans from the show.
The press. got a little red rooster. Can't get that rooster too comfortable. Yes, I've got a little red rooster. Can't get in the comfort day. But you know it keeps all my ants satisfied. You know it every way. If sometime tomorrow, anytime tomorrow, you hear your dog beating howl, if sometime tomorrow, your dog beating howl. Better go check your hen out. Dang my rooster on the prowl.
I'm not one of the crowd. feeling one dimensional to me. We've been trying hard to figure out give and take and how to be. But don't you see? I would take everything you have. Sunrise and you're lying next to me. Grab me in your arms like I'm made of glass. I need all your love, not
and it was great Casey Musgraves with Give or Taker. Before that, John Miles with Rebel. And still before that, Jimmy Duck Holmes from the 1930s. And the title of the song, Little Red Rooster. And you're tuning in to Rock and Roll Radio Show with Rich Change, your host. And we're going to keep plugging away here with some great music to, for you to listen to. American R&B pop doo-pop singer Johnny Taylor released the biggest hit, Disco Lady, in January 1976, staying number one on the Billboard charts for four solid weeks and stayed at the top of the R&B charts for six consecutive weeks. It was also the first single ever to be certified platinum by the RIAA and its Recording Industry of America Association, and ultimately it sold over 2.5 million copies. Disco Lady was the first Hot 100 number one hit with the word disco in the title, despite it not being a disco recording. It wasn't even close. When you're hot, you're hot, and when you're not, you're not.
Shake it up, shake it down. Construction with a heat by the ocean. We are dripping wet, looking for a distraction, and we create our own fiction for the moment that we live in. And I don't know if I can take it, 'cause I'll fake it till I make it. Here we are now, lonely together. Brothers, sisters, did we want something better? Tell me, how am I gonna find you? How am I gonna find you when the dust settles? Wake me up. from this fever dream. I didn't hear you, 'cause I didn't try to. Wake me up from this fever dream. I've been missing from the land of the living. Wake me up from this fever dream. I didn't hear you, 'cause I didn't try to. Wake me up from this fever dream. I've been missing from the land of the living. Here we are now, lonely together. Brothers, sisters, if you want something better, tell me how am I gonna find you? How am I gonna find you? When the dust settles,
excavation on that Magnolia Boulevard. Yes, I'm going insane, and I'm laughing at the frozen rain. Well, I'm so alone. Honey, when they gonna send me home? Bad speakers and a pina colada, my friend. Stomping on the avenue by Radio City with a transistor and a large sum of money to spend. You fella, you tearing up the street. You wear that white tuxedo, how you gonna beat the heat? Do you take me for a fool? Do you think that I don't see?
reach out in the valley that they're digging just for me. Yes, I'm
that was Steely Dan with Bad Sneakers, you know, as in shoes. Anyway, Critters with Children and Flowers before that, and so before that, Lone Bellow with their half from their Half Moon Light album entitled Dust Settles. So in 1961, when Roy Orbison released one of his top songs entitled Crying, rock artists didn't typically write songs about crying over a girl. Orbison wanted to show that crying was not a weakness, but actually a sensitivity. So Orbison claimed the stunningly evocative climax at the end of the song was not contrived, didn't dream it, but just happened in the course of the song as he was writing it. In an interview, Orbison said, while singing the first take on the song, he immediately thought of a past experience with a girlfriend, and that's just the way it was. He said that he was singing the song, he couldn't tell you what notes he hit at the end of the song or anything. It just kind of came out. He just sang like he felt. Interesting.
I was all right for a while. I could smile for a while. But I saw you last night. You held my hand so tight as you stopped to say hello. Oh, you wished me well. Couldn't tell that I've been crying over you, crying over you, and you said so long, left me standing all alone, alone and crying, crying, crying. Crying, it's hard to understand, but the touch of your hand can start me crying. I thought that I was over you, but it's true, so true. I love you even.
Oh, I'm not between you and your ambition. I am a poster girl with no poster. I am 32 flavors and then some. And I'm beyond your peripheral vision. So you might want to turn your head. Cause someday you are gonna get hungry and eat most of the words you just said. Both my parents taught me about goodwill, and I have done well by their names. Just the kindness I lavished on strangers is more than I can explain. Still there's many who turned out their porch lights just so I would think they were not home, and hid in the dark of the windows till I passed and left them alone. God help you if you are an ugly girl. Of course, too pretty is also your doom. Cause everyone harbors a secret hatred for the prettiest girl in the room. And God help you if you are a phoenix and you dare to rise up from the ash. A thousand eyes will smolder with jealousy while you are just flying. Find you are starving and eating all of the words that you say.